Did you ever think about quitting that team like so many of your teammates did?
Not really. I quitting was never an option for me. I never even thought about it. But you got to realize, too, that I worked in the oil fields all summer. And that's pretty tough work. And we worked out, as soon as we got through working in the oil fields. So it was just another practice. We needed some water, got thirsty, but in those days nobody had water. A lot of players quit, and I don't really know why. Well, I was on full scholarship, enjoyed playing football. But I will say this, I was glad when I went back to College Station. It never looked so good to me.
When you look back on those days in Junction, what's the one story that you tell nowadays?
Probably the one that makes me smile more than the others. Well, there's two. One doesn't make me smile, but the other one does. Is on Saturday night when we were just all beat down. We'd practice early in the morning, then we'd have breakfast, and then we'd be in meetings, and then we'd have lunch, and there's a little rest period, and then we would practice, and then we'd have dinner, and then we'd have meetings. And that's sort of what the day went like. And we got up before daylight and was on the field when the sun came up. Well, anyway, Saturday rolled around, and we were in a meeting Saturday night, and everybody would just be down to nothing. And Coach Bryant wanted to know, would we like to go to church Sunday? And boy, we all shot our hands up, and we had a manager go around and take our names down, make sure that we didn't miss anybody. And he said, that's just really good. Said, we're going to go to church right after we practice. We thought we were going to go instead of practice. But now, all the tales is told about Junction. We opened up with Texas Tech. Get all that published. If we go in Junction, we lose 41-9. Well, Monday, we go down to practice, and the manager's running around saying, Coach Bryant says, put your game gear on, go out on Kyle Field. First of all, you didn't practice on Kyle Field, and secondly, you didn't practice in your game gear. We all sort of went around the corner, and Coach Bryant was out on the field by himself, and he was singing, Jesus Loves Me. I said, Lord, man, this is going to be a bad practice. He said, now we're going to take up where we left off, sir. You know, wasn't any of this exercise and stretching and all that you do now. We lined up where we left off Saturday night. You can take all that Junction you want to, but it wasn't near as tough as that practice was. But we didn't get B-41-9 anymore either.
Did he forge you in your philosophy as a head coach in college and the pros?
Yeah, a lot of things. I worked for Coach Landry also. And one thing, you've got to coach your own personality. If you're basically a tough-minded, tough individual, you need some sort of gentle coaches on your staff to sort of offset it. If you're sort of easygoing type person, you need to have some sort of tough, aggressive coaches on your staff. But I couldn't coach like Coach Bryant, nor could I coach like Coach Landry. But there are things that I picked up from both of them that I thought really helped me in my coaching career.
Do we expect more out of today's player than we did 20, 30, 40 years ago?
I think we expect more out of the coach. I don't think there's any question about that. There's always been expectation for the player, and the one that everybody wants will fizzle, and a guy that nobody wants makes All-American. Happens somewhere every year. But as I mentioned about the longevity, when I was coaching at Alabama, and I coached there for 7 years, and when I retired after 7 years at Alabama, there's only two coaches in the entire Southeastern Conference that hadn't been replaced. And that's Steve Spurrier and myself. For whatever reason, there I'd been in the league 8 years, 7 years, and I was a senior coach in the league where there was times when the coaches were there 18 and 20 years. We have very little tolerance anymore. We're building big stadiums. We're paying big salaries. We've got to fill up the arenas. We've got to win games, go to bowls, pay for the weight rooms, and et cetera, and et cetera, and the various other sports that we're competing on. And if a coach has a bad year, he's sort of gone. And that's one of the things that bothers me about college athletics right now.
Is it a sign of weakness nowadays, I'm sure it was when you were there with Coach Bryant, but a sign of weakness if you say, I can't complete these sprints, so I can't complete a two-a-day?
I don't know. I never did see anybody do that. You know, I can't ever remember somebody saying, I can't do that anymore. I had one to tell me he was through. That's when I was coaching Alabama, the coach. Brian, the first time, said, I've run all these sprints I'm going to run. I'm not going to run anymore. It wasn't a matter of saying he couldn't. He just wasn't. And he quit. And remained a friend of mine for a long time, even though I was an assistant coach at the time. But I haven't ever seen a player just say, I can't do that.